to work?
No,
we don't want to work.
We've already worked all week.
That's right. Good morning. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. I'm Meg. And guess what? This is Frisky Friday. Paige Carey is here from A-Hope. She picked the song. She said, I don't want to work. I said, oh, girl, that's a good song for Friday. We're ready, right?
We are ready. Yes.
So lots of good news for y'all. I'm so excited because I started working here about a year ago.
Right.
And that's when I first met you and Brandy.
Yes.
And y'all were just getting ready to raise funding for the clinic and getting the word out. You have grown so much in just 1 year. So hats off to all your hard work and what you've done because really, you are making a difference in this overcrowded pet community that we have right now
in our area. We're trying, yes.
You really are. Yes. So congratulations. Oh, here she is.
Here she is. Here's
Brandy's
Brandy
in the house.
With squish and squish. Squash.
She's got some little critter with her,
yes,
I see.
A couple of them.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, but yeah, so we're.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, let me get you set up and I'll let you, Paige, talk a little bit about what is A-Hope and what does that stand for and what are y'all all about?
Well, A-Hope, for those of you that aren't familiar with us, is an animal welfare and advocacy organization. And A-Hope actually stands for Animal Health Outreach, Prevention, and Education. And our new spay-neuter wellness clinic is called Snip Happens. And we've been open to the public since July 1st. And just so pleased with the community outpouring and the fact that we've been able to help get so many animals either spayed and neutered or come in for their wellness and their checkups and vaccines. So we're especially excited about all of that. In fact, this week was Vet Tech Appreciation Week.
That's right. And I saw that on Facebook.
We had about three different vets over the last couple of weeks and were able to fix 98 cats and dogs.
Yeah.
So
how many so far? Who's keeping count?
It's around 700 so far.
I said it earlier before you walked in here, Brandy. Hats off to y'all because I started about a year ago.
Yes.
And that's when I first met you.
Yes.
And y'all were just getting started on the fundraising and this project. And now you are up and running and making a huge difference in getting all these animals spayed and neutered.
It's exhausting.
Absolutely. But also you provide other services as well.
Yes. And that's what we want to be sure everybody knows is for the days that we don't have surgery, we do have various other services available, like nail trims,
deworming,
flea meds,
ear cleaning, nail trims.
That's a big one too.
Everybody's like, where can I get my dog or cat's nails trimmed?
That's the one no one wants to do.
So we do offer those. You can go to our website, ahope4src.com/snip happens, and see all of the services and the pricing. And you can call us at 850-797-2285.
It's 795-2287.
795-CAT. Okay, let's say it one more time.
795-2287.
Perfect.
As many times as I've written that, and I still can't remember that number.
It's okay. It is Friday after all. So
That's right. And we have a lot of updates.
So I'm dying to know. We had talked the last time you all were here about your fundraising tennis tournament.
Yes.
And it's such a great idea. It was Aces for Animals, a doubles tennis mixer that you had over at Roger Scott. Okay, tell me all about
it.
I told Paige, I was so sorry. I was planning to get over there. Something came up and I was like, oh, I can't go.
It was so much fun. And again, thank you. Please, 100 times over to Roger Scott Tennis Center for always supporting us. They love animals and love to do this tournament for us. And of course, our sponsors, Phil Hall, PA, Way Bail Bond, Jewelers Trade Shop. I know I'm forgetting a couple, but they're on our Facebook page. But then we had some great auction items and we had 40 players.
Wow.
And it was so much fun. So if you missed it this year, we hope to do that again next year, October. It was perfect weather.
Oh, for sure.
And the good news is thanks to the generosity of the players and the sponsors and our fabulous silent auction items, we were able to raise a little over $9,000 for the A-Hope and Snip Happens
operations.
Did you hear that?
That's squash. I got little squash. squash yes. here. My arm squashed.
She got excited about the tennis tournament.
She got excited yes. about the $9,000.
Remember,
right,
she was like 3 days old when you last saw her, she's just as talkative still.
I know, she's very talkative. So this is the best part of my job.
It's funny because Squish is so quiet and she's so chatty.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
but anyway, so thanks to everyone that came out and supported us at the tennis tournament. So it was a huge
success. So you have to do this again now.
So much fun. Everybody really enjoyed it.
That's great.
They do. They like the tennis tournaments and the bowling tournaments. So I know that we'll definitely be doing those again.
Absolutely.
Yes.
She's actually looking at the microphone and speaking now.
She's like right
in
front of my face.
So it's perfect right now.
She's the star of the show. This is her second time here.
Yeah, you know, we found her entire family. So her mom got fixed the other day and got returned.
Because you hadn't found them when I first met you.
Correct. Yeah, and the other 7 kittens all came into care. So they're actually in another foster home, and these two will be joining them soon.
Okay, so if somebody wanted to adopt, is there a place to see pictures? Or
yeah, everybody's always on our website. So within minutes of us taking them in, she's so chatty. They're always on our website. At ahopeforsrc.com.
She is a Siamese for sure.
Yeah, and she looks right at me. Look at her. She's like waiting.
Right, yeah, she's waiting for a photo.
They can go to our website at ahopeforsrc.com, /animals/animals-in-care. And they can see every animal we have in care, whether their application is open or not.
Okay.
And then they can be on a notify me list whenever their applications do open so they can actually apply at that time.
Excellent.
I will say, Siamese kittens in our care have the longest wait list. So I encourage people to look at other kittens, other colors, because I'll tell you, their personalities are absolutely fabulous.
Well, this one's got these, I guess you almost like Siberian husky blue eyes.
Yes,
very pretty. Yes, beautiful.
Yeah, the other one's playing, hanging out with your tree over here.
Okay, so last time they were in, they were climbing up on one of them climbed up on my soundboard and made a few adjustments.
Oh, so. Well, poor Squish was found in Navarre. Him and his mom were found in the middle of the street. The mom was hovered over him, trying to protect him. He was the only kitten that she had.
Oh,
and
so she thought that since people had taken him, that she'd lost her baby.
Yep, and so she came into care along with Squish here, and so she actually got fixed and went back to her finder. The mom did, but Squish is with us now, and Squash just hit 1.5 pounds, which is when the whole litter hits that weight, we open up their application, so it should be pretty soon. She's got smaller siblings,
right?
And then Squish is around that size as well.
If we suddenly go dark and you don't hear anything, Squish is underneath the board where all the wires
are. He's such a boy. He is for sure a longer-haired Siamese boy.
Beautiful.
And Squash is like a chocolate point.
Yeah.
Siamese girl.
Yeah.
And we have another one just like her. She has a sister that looks just like her in care,
cute,
too.
Y'all. Okay, so someone did send in a question. You're welcome to send in your questions to Brandy and Paige from A-Hope. Just text them in at 850-437-1620. They said, who is A-Hope's vet?
We have multiple vets. Like Paige just mentioned, we had 3 different ones this week. And so we have a main vet of record who's over our clinic. We actually brought on a new one this week because our other one is actually going out next week. And so she's coming in. And this week we had the honor of working with 3 different vets, one from South Florida, Dr. Mitchell. And then we had 2 Safe Harbor vets who came over.
Oh, great.
2 different days. And so we had Dr. Bowles and Dr. Sarah, who came in this week to work as well. So it's been fabulous. The vets have been amazing.
Oh, that's great. So a great question. Thanks for sending that in. We're going to take a quick break here with Squish and Squash and Paige and Randy. Paige and Randy. This is Pep Talk on Frisky Friday. We hope you'll come back and ask a question. Text it in, 850-437-1620. Oh, happy go. For all the services that you provide. I'm with Squish and Squash and Paige and Brandy from AAO for Santa Rosa County. So talk a little bit about what you do, because I was just asking you, only cats, dogs?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about who you take care of.
Because AHOPE as a nonprofit, we have multiple programs. And so one of our programs is the rescue and rehab program. And that program is our foster-based rescue program. And so that's where our fosters and adoptions happen. And we specialize in neonate kittens and domesticated rats in that part of the program.
Okay, back up. Domesticated rats,
not wild rats, not outdoor found wildlife. That is not our jam, though I love them because I love all animals.
Okay.
But domesticated rats. So rats.
How does that work?
Well, an animal being bred, mm-hmm. I'll tell you that there is an animal that needs a rescue.
Okay.
And so that's kind of what we found a couple years back was that not only were neonate kittens ending up in shelters. She is wanting to talk,
mm-hmm.
But also and not able to be in shelters due to their respiratory systems, and so they were getting sick and dying. But the same thing with rats, and so if they ended up in shelters, and these were pet rats, mm-hmm. if they ended up in shelters, same thing. They have a weakened immune system, cannot deal with the stress of being in shelters, and so they were either being quickly euthanized or just dying too. And so we became a resource for that. So we take in rats from all over Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia. We've taken them in from everywhere.
I had no idea.
A lot of people don't. And we adopt out anywhere between 50 and 60 a year. So it's really great for them. I mean, my best friend is Chopper. He's a rat. He lives with me and he is fixed. He is microchipped. He is litter box trained. He is an excellent, excellent rat. Another one of our programs is our access to care program. So that's our veterinary care. So that has to do with our clinic. So SNP Happens is AHOPE's clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that clinic, we offer spay neuter wellness for dogs and cats.
Okay,
that's what
so
we
for
do there.
Both. Okay.
Correct. Correct. So that's our focus there. She is definitely a Siamese kitten. She is chatty. So... And in our rescue and rehab program this week, we got a little influx this week. It was a very stressful situation Monday morning coming in for surgeries at 6 a.m. In our driveway, somebody had dumped a large dog crate that was completely tied up with a huge sheet around it, knotted on the corners. So the first technician who was driving down our long driveway mm-hmm. to get to the clinic didn't know what this dog crate was, and they stopped to check it and found two adult female cats and 11 neonate kittens.
Oh my gosh.
All inside of this huge dog crate. And remember, Monday morning, it was pretty cold.
Yeah.
And so that was shocking. And so we would usually just send them, because we do not take dumped animals or animal, because we never know if they've got an owner and such. So we try to be responsible about it.
Well, and to clarify, you do not have a shelter per
Correct.
Se. You have the clinic to do the treatments and
Correct.
To do the spay and neutering, but you're not a shelter, in quotes.
Absolutely. There's no animals kept on site at our
right.
clinic. And so we are not an animal shelter. And so when you dump animals with us, typically we ship them straight to the shelter, because that's the responsible thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you find animals, at least go report them there. But we had such a busy day ahead of us. With so many spay neuters that I just told the team, let's just bring them inside. And we just had to put them into a room and try to care for them in the crate that they were in as fast as possible. Mm. We didn't have any foster space available.
Oh,
so we had to work during our surgeries this week of doing 100 animals. We were having to struggle and beg for foster space for these kittens, which all of them are very, very sick.
Mm-hmm.
One of them might not even have an eye.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, the smallest
That's just
one.
Heartbreaking.
It's horrible. They look terrible. Their eyes are crusted over. They were struggling to eat good enough.
Mm-hmm.
They have the smallest ones around a little over half a pound, and the biggest ones maybe 1.3 pounds. So they're very tiny, but I will say they are all gorgeous. They are all long-haired kittens.
Mm-hmm.
They are calico and gray tabby and, just the prettiest, most friendly purr bucket kittens you've ever met. And their moms are just the same. So we fast-tracked their moms this week because the kittens were actually eating, they should have been eating solid foods long before,
mm-hmm.
But we fast-tracked their moms in order to get their health up to get spayed this week. So both moms have been spayed at our cost. All of this has to be at our cost because mm-hmm. somebody has dumped them on us. So our cost, our time, our energy.
Yeah.
So we got the moms fixed and they are doing excellent. And so all 13 cats and kittens have now been placed in a foster home.
Wow, so good for you.
We had to rush it. Just happened late last night that we finally found a place to send them all.
So how can we help you? What can people do? Would our listeners that are listening hear a story like that? Because that's what all of this is about. So
Absolutely.
How can we help?
Yeah. So that's the difficult part. So, I obviously we need tangible items, but I will say a lot of times what we need is a person in between who's actually the person who's letting people know about this happening behind the scenes mm-hmm. and that we do need help with this. So if we have a volunteer out there who is interested in actually helping AHOPE as an organization bring in things like food and litter awareness, helping with adoptions, helping with fosters, that's really what we need is somebody to be that in-between person between the staff and people who are working
a liaison
hard.
Of sorts.
Correct. Yeah. That'd be excellent because a lot of times we have trouble sharing our stories. Mm. I don't think people understand what goes on behind the scenes because we are working so hard behind the scenes that we just don't have the time to share our stories and put them out there. I mean, if you hung out with me for a day, you would lose your mind. So it is chaotic. There's so many things going on all at the same time. And mm-hmm. having that person, that liaison to share that story would be excellent to help us get those donations in, yeah. to help us get that awareness on us. But also, of course, any kittens, we need Iams kitten food, which is the purple bags, mm-hmm. Fancy Feast chicken kitten food, which is the little pink cans, Royal Canin baby cat mousse mm-hmm. for the even younger ones. We use Breeders Edge formula, foster care formula for our bottle babies. Mm-hmm. So these are all things that we use often. Including non-clumping cat litter, tidy cats,
right.
non-clumping cat
okay.
litter. And I will tell you, we do have a pet food little section for free animal food uh-huh. and items
okay.
up in the front of our clinic mm-hmm. because we knew that we had to put off on our pet food pantry in general.
Right.
And so we have this station up in the front of our clinic. So if anybody needs free cat, dog food or supplies, we do have a section up there for anything that we can't use with our fosters. We
gotcha.
Put on that station.
Oh, yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
we're going to take a quick break
sure.
talking with Paige and Brandy and Squish and Squash from AHOPE. If you have any questions, please text them at 850-437-1620. We'll be back with Frisky Friday in just a couple minutes. This is Frisky Friday on Pep Talk with Meg. We've got Paige and Brandy and Squash and Squish.
That's right.
In the studio right. from AHOPE.
So, yeah. So we'd like to just to summarize everything. We do have, as Brandy mentioned, all of those supplies. We do have multiple wish lists available on our website, AHOPE4SRC.com. That includes Cuddly, Chewy, and Amazon wish list. And, of course, monetary donations are always welcome because that helps us buy the vaccines and things to take care of the kittens and cats in our care.
See, I love the wish list because you can
yes.
get, if you're at this, I say this every time, if you're a stoplight right now, you could go onto Amazon, Cuddly, or
yes, Chewy.
Chewy. And, click
and,
on
yes, and
AHOPE,
help.
And
Absolutely.
Then they will have it the next day
yes.
practically.
And we would like to mention, too, real quick, that tomorrow is Barktoberfest down
That's
at Seville
right.
Square.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. Yes. We've been so remiss if
yes.
I hadn't mentioned that.
And
yes.
we will have a booth down there. We're at B9, right facing Zaragoza Street. So stop by.
Oh,
we'll
great.
Have some great baskets for raffle and lots of information on the clinic and services provided. So
Excellent.
Please come by and see us.
What's the time on that tomorrow?
It's from 10 to 4.
That's what I thought. Okay, 10
yes.
to 4, downtown Seville Square.
Yes, yes.
Excellent.
Absolutely. So come by and see us. And the moral of the other story is please don't just dump your dogs and cats anywhere. Please take them to the shelter where they can be properly taken care of.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, look at you two. What yes. a success story. I'm so proud of you. I just think it's amazing.
We're still working you. Towards it, so we still
yes.
need all the support we can get. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think
yes.
people have forgotten us because we're way out in the boonies.
Right.
But we're sitting out there, and we could definitely use
We need
all the
somebody
help
to come mow our grass.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
If anybody up in the Milton
out there.
Area,
yeah. okay.
give us a shout.
Okay, what other needs? What's
or
on your
if some
list?
Teenagers want to get together and get yeah. some volunteer hours and get
yes.
some push mowers out
there
they can
yes.
all work together and push
yes.
it out.
That's a great idea.
Yes.
That's a great idea. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else on your list?
No, not that I can think of. Yeah,
right.
no, excellent.
Well, thank you all for being here. Squish, Squash, Paige, and Brandy. Have a great weekend, everyone.